Joining us this morning to discuss what's happening on Beacon Hill is State Representative Patrick Kearney. Representative, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you so much for having me.
So this week, last week, we saw Governor Charlie Baker's term come to an end. As you look back, what were your experiences working with the Baker administration?
Yeah, it was nice. Last week, there were lots of ceremonies. It was nice to see a lot of folks come together and talk about the good work that we were able to accomplish over the last couple terms, and certainly for him, the last 8 years. The budget, he left us with a surplus, and was able to accomplish a lot of things. You know, the Student Opportunity Act, fully funding public education the way it needs to be, administering a lot of grants to gateway cities and municipalities to try to bring equity to our state funding allocations. We were the recipient of some of that here in Marshfield and Scituate, with seawall money, with grants from the Seaport Economic Council for a new Marshfield Harbor Master Station, a reconstruction of the Scituate Cole Parkway Marina there. So it was great to talk a lot about what we had accomplished. At the same time, was happy to be sworn in with my colleagues. I attended Mara Healy's swearing in on Thursday. She talked a lot about housing, the opioid crisis, offshore wind, and some of the other things that we plan on accomplishing going forward. And I'm really looking forward to working with the new administration and seeing what we can get done.
So you did touch on this a little bit, but what do you expect the big issues to be in this upcoming in this legislative session that we're in now?
As you know, there's a lot of issues, and coming from the South Shore, our issues are not always the same as some of the other issues in different parts of the state. But look forward to working collaboratively with my colleagues to make progress in some of those areas that I just mentioned: housing, the opioid crisis, affordable child care. As you probably saw, Mara Healy just, by executive order, named a new climate chief. So we have a lot of work to do in the climate mitigation, offshore wind. So there's a lot to be addressing in the next legislative session. We're filing bills the next couple weeks, so if anyone listening has any ideas or anything that they'd like to discuss while bill filing is happening, please reach out to us at the State House, 617-722-2000, and we're more than happy to try to put some legislation together based on any ideas that any constituent has.
Now, we have talked about some changes in leadership at the executive level, and on the legislative level, it appears things are relatively unchanged with House Speaker Ronald Mariano maintaining his post.
You know, Speaker Mariano was reelected. We were able to, as I said, get a lot accomplished over the past couple of years in conjunction with the Speaker, the colleagues in the Senate, and Governor Baker. Ron has a lot of experience, was able to guide the House through some challenging issues and come up with some legislative wins. So I was excited to see that he was reelected.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us, and Happy New Year, by the way.
Thank you so much for having me, Dan. Happy New Year to you.